In the book of Luke, chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus Christ himself, while standing in his home church in the city of Nazareth, was handed the book of the prophets, and he turned to the book of Isaiah, where it was written that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, because he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, what hope the brokenhearted has. What a relief for those that suffer broken hearts. If you are expecting a life of no problems, a life with no trials, a life with no broken hearts, it's not going to happen. If you're expecting to be given a fair shake in your life, forget it. You won't be. You're going to face illnesses, setbacks, losses, great losses, and your body is going to wear out. You may be the victim of someone else's mistakes, but you can get through these tough times if you prepare your heart now to know and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you and died so that you might have an eternal home free of pain and sorrow. The struggles that you're going through now, don't disregard them. Listen to God as he teaches you so that you can teach others. You see, a time of sufferings teaches us something we never knew before, and may prepare us for a time of counsel that we will give someone else years down the road. God is with you. I say again, God is with you. The same God that guided his son through death and back to life again, he will never leave you or forsake you. He is right there with you, perhaps even more in times of crisis than any other time. Trying to avoid suffering in this life is like trying to avoid breathing. It can't be done. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that those who desire to live a godly lifestyle in this world will suffer. Ask God how your sufferings can bring you closer to him, and then thank him that he is a good God, no matter what you're going through. Others have suffered just like you have. I remember back in 1986, I saw an advertisement on TV announcing a comeback concert. As I continued to listen, I discovered it was Barbara Mandrell, the vivacious entertainer who proved that country was cool years ago. She had won Grammys, back-to-back Entertainer of the Year honors, and more than 50 other honors. Most of us are familiar with the story of her tragic car collision in 84 and the unexpected difficult pregnancy that came later. The combination of the two had kept her sidelined for 2 years. Barbara's comeback concert was sold out within an hour. Like a lot of us, Barbara was not to blame for her setback. Police investigations completely exonerated her. The old adage, prepare and prevent is better than repair and repent, did not apply with Barbara. She could not have prepared for this collision. There was no way she could prevent it. Yet, after weeks in the hospital, she was forced to face a way that would lead her away from the terrifying experience and towards a successful comeback. But Barbara had some things working in her favor. Barbara had a strong faith in God, and Barbara also believed in miracles. She had to overcome pain and depression. The pain was the result of several broken bones. The depression and the I don't care attitude was linked to a severe concussion that erased her memory of the accidents. Barbara was determined to shake her depression and resume her career, not from a desire to be in the spotlight, but from a concern for the people around her. When her career came to a halt, so did the career of the whole Mandrill organization. When she didn't work, many of them did not work. She also had to overcome her fear of driving. She needed to turn those negative, painful thoughts and depression into a positive thing in her life. She did. Barbara's comeback was a joint effort. She supplied the drive, and God provided the power. There are many throughout the scriptures that have bounced back from failure. There are many who took their setbacks and allowed God to turn them into a comeback. You can do the same thing in your life. At one time, the great teacher from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, directly addresses the question of disappointment with God. He told the Corinthians, in spite of the incredible hardships, he did not lose heart or hope. Paul endured trials and died a martyr, still anticipating his reward. Job endured trials and received the great reward here in this life. Perhaps the best way to view the ending in Job is to see it not as a blueprint for what will happen to us in this life, but rather a sign of what is to come. It stands as a sweet symbol, a solution to one man's disappointment that offers us hope and a foretaste of the future.